The two nonprofit health systems each signed a non-binding letter of intent last week to merge with a transaction known as member substitution. Under the deal, Nanticoke would become a corporate member of Peninsula and the two would share clinical resources. Nanticoke President and CEO Stephen Rose says the details have yet to be hashed out, but the arrangement will likely have Peninsula providing the smaller Nanticoke with some financial support.
It gives us a little bit of security that we are a small rural hospital, and you know that there's a lot of small rural hospitals that are actually closing, particularly in the Midwest. Some of the critical access hospitals are finding it difficult to stay open. So this has really been, I think, a very, very good thing for us.
Rose says Nanticoke's profit margins have gotten thinner in recent years with the rising cost of drugs. He also points to the Office of Medicare and Medicaid rescinding Delaware's rural designation in 2010, removing some Medicare rebates. He says he expects the two health systems to sign off on a definitive agreement this summer. The deal will then be scrutinized under Delaware's Certificate of Review program meant to provide oversight in healthcare developments. For Delaware Public Media, I'm Nick Schellino.